possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to talk about the Niners. I want to talk about the 49ers, the game that we saw this past Saturday. Let's get back on track. Let's start it off by talking to our guy, TC. He's got some thoughts about the 49ers. TC, what's good?
Hey, listen, man. What's up with my what's up with my three brothers? Dame ain't in, man. That's the three of y'all rocking, man. What's up with it?
What's good, man?
Hey, just vibing. So I'm tapping in a little bit, bro. So Jake Moody with the walk-off win, right? I'm not going to make too much of it, right? This has nothing to do with Moody and any other player on the Niners, bro. This all falls on Shanny, right? The boy Kyle Shanahan, period, point blank, bro. So I'm a fallback, Kyle. I'm gonna do you a favor, and I'm gonna do Butch them a favor. 95. I'm not gonna call in every Sunday. I'm gonna just let it play out how it play out, right? And then at the end of all this BS, we're gonna come back to the round table and we're gonna talk about it, right? We're gonna sit down and have a nice conversation about it. And finally, I'll be like, hey, now do y'all see what I was talking about?
Okay, TC, before you go, let's lay down the ground rules. Is a Super Bowl the only thing that you would look at Kyle Shanahan and be like, oh, okay, he proved me wrong?
If Kyle Shanahan won a Super Bowl, bro, I would just, to be honest with you, bro, I would just nod my head and be like, the dude got it done, bro. I wouldn't be running up and down the street doing none of that, bro. Eventually, I would because I'm a Niner fan, bro, at the end of the day. But as far as Shanahan, I'm not hooping and hollering.
You don't get to celebrate, TC. You don't get to celebrate at all, actually.
That's fine. Listen, that's fine. But, Kenny, another note. Hold on, Jesse. Another note. That's fine. I got you. On another note, I'm with you, Kenny, on 97. He wasn't saying that he's garbage, right, Kyle? But 97, where are you, bro? Like, dude, people talk about you like you're just dominating, like you're unguardable, unblockable. And he's not, bro. He be getting schemed out and like all of that. And I get what y'all said about Myles Garrett and the other dudes. He's not on those dudes' level, bro. And I love 97, mm-hmm. but he's not on that level. I'm with you, Kenny.
Thank you, TC.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think we all did.
I just don't think you got to trade him. That's all. I don't think that's insane. Also, just while we're here, Who has been the big time performer for the 49ers in these Super Bowls, playoff games, etc.? I know Raheem Mostert had the big NFC title game. Don't sleep on the week before that in the divisional game. Tevin Coleman was awesome.
Tevin Coleman
against the Vikings.
The crazy thing about that year,
but George Kittle has not had huge playoffs. Debo Samuel was abominable in the 2023 Super Bowl, even before he got hurt. Christian McCaffrey fumbled.
Juwan Jennings.
You got Juwan Jennings was really good. That's fine. But the offensive line's been a mess.
Fred Warner's been good. I mean, they picked off Pat Mahomes twice in the first Super Bowl, picked him off once.
No, but it's not like, man, everybody's been really good and Bosa's just not holding up his end of the bar. Like, nah, man. There's a lot of things have gone wrong in these games that they've lost.
So my deal, and this isn't, maybe it's not fair. Maybe I'm admit, maybe it's not fair. But Nick Bosa held out, said he was the best in the game, wanted to be paid as such.
Yep.
You get in these Super Bowls, and I'm not saying he necessarily even played bad in these Super Bowls.
He was excellent in 19.
Okay. I need you to be what Von Miller was.
Sure.
Like, that's the whole thing. He's supposed to be the best, and you can always point to people that actually do bring it home and get it done in those moments or throughout the regular season.
Yeah, like, Myles Garrett has a lot of Super Bowls.
No, but T.J. Watt, like, throughout the season, they outperform him.
Mm-hmm.
Even Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
they outperform Nick Bosa throughout the season.
Sure,
and that's all
I
I'm
don't
saying.
Disagree.
That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're gonna be paid like one of those type guys, I need you to perform like one of those top guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't done it in 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason I say trade him or I even. Mm-hmm. bring that up is because they're talking about money, right? Like, if you were Cleveland and that's all you had, back up the Brinks truck to keep him around. But you're talking about, we got to let this guy go, we can't bring this guy back, we can't do this. Starters, people who are actually big time contributors and producing on this championship level team, and you're gonna have to let them go so this guy can make more money who's not producing. That's the only reason why I say that.
Christian McCaffrey makes a lot of money.
Christian McCaffrey
played four games last year. Fumbled in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the year before that, though, he was the MVP candidate.
Yeah, for
sure. That same year,
sure.
Nick Bosa didn't do
much of
nothing.
And then he fumbled in the Super Bowl.
He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl as well.
He threw one, yeah.
He caught one.
Or no, caught Jennings threw it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, I'm with you. In fact, I have said the take on the radio before that he does not take over games nearly as often as you would like a player of his caliber to take over games. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I think what's unreasonable is like, well, then you got to trade him. Like, no, you don't. Because there's not that many guys who are better than him. You listed off T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, but I guess we can put Micah Parsons in tier one, even though we've seen Colton McKivitz take Micah Parsons' lunch money before. Mm-hmm. But you can put them in tier one. That's fine. Bosa is very firmly at the top of tier two. And there's not a lot of guys who are in that class with him.
So I'm not trading him for just anybody. I want to say that. But I'll ask you this question.
You're trying to domos Nick Bosa right now, and that's crazy to me.
No, he need to play. He need to be better. Just like
I've watched Nick. Oh, my God.
He needs to be better.
Oh, my God.
He needs to be better. I have no problem saying
he was the best player on the field in a Super Bowl.
That's fine. Brock Purdy was good, too, and so was Juwan Jennings. He was good in that game as well. Mm-hmm. Like, there were other people that not everybody stepped
up
and played.
Brock Purdy was fine.
But not –
hey, and to this point, this is something Jesse's brought up several times. Mm. To this point, talking about the 49ers this year, Brock Purdy on his $53+ million a year contract, he doesn't get the, oh, people were hurt, oh, this guy was out, oh, the offensive line. Like, no, that all goes out the window.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It
no,
doesn't?
No, I'm saying he absolutely does not get that type of
guy. Sure.
He absolutely has to find a way to get this team to the playoffs.
Yep.
Yep. Double-digit win season.
Yep.
Like, that has to happen.
Yep.
If Kyle Shanahan, Nick Bosa, if that's who you say you are, that's what needs to be done.
Yep.
I just say the same thing with Nick Bosa. If you talking about you're supposed to be one of those guys, like, nah, you find a way on the defense. You find a way to make sure they're – this whole thing about we can't generate pressure, I understand. Schemes, all this, I get it. I get it. I'm kind of dumbing down my
– Sure.
We got Nick Bosa. What do you mean we can't get to the quarterback?
Right. And that's fair. I think that is one of the – it feels like he comes out of a lot of games going like, yeah, we just weren't ready and he just kind of schemed us up. It's like, all right, man. Like, all right, Nick. Like, cool. Yeah, you're going to get chipped. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Like, this is what happens. Right. So I do agree with that if the 49ers are going to be worth a damn this year, you have to have defensive player of the year candidate Nick Bosa, with a minute left against Seattle in week one on a third and long, he's pinning his ears back and getting home and not, oh, Will Disley chipped him and it took him out of the play. Like, all right, dude. Like, that's not acceptable. No. So I do agree in that respect. There have to be, I don't want to put a number on it because I don't know what it's situation dependent, but 5, 6, 8 times this year where you're just like, man, they just couldn't block Bosa.
It's got to be the Seahawks game.
Bosa carried
it. I'm not asking you to do that 18 games, but I am saying more than once, like we saw last year, I need that Seahawks game. I need that, like you just said.
14 pressures, by the way, in that game.
It was unbelievable. And when the team, and the reason why it sticks out, it was so needed at that point in the season.
Yep.
Like, this was a tough spot. You just blew a game against Arizona at home, short week, going to the rival. Like, you could be done right here at this moment. And he stepped up and did what needed to be done in that moment to change the game. Like you were just about to say, I need 6 or 7 of those games. Is that asking too much? What do they play? 18?
Yeah, 17? I don't want to. It's not, to me, it's less like you need 6 or 7 of those games, but it's just when they arise, can you rise to the occasion? Can you keep Seattle from marching down the field on your home field and Geno Smith scoring a touchdown with 20 seconds left or whatever? Can you come up and make that play? When the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and this is what you were getting at earlier, have a 4th and 1, you got to recognize they're not putting their season in Isaiah Pacheco's hands, dog.
The man's legacy, Mahomes' legacy, his career
on the line, and you're chasing Isaiah Pacheco. If he stays home, Patrick Mahomes goes down for a loss of 2, and the 49ers are hoisting number 6. Like, that is where I do understand the frustration. Like, there are too many, it's less about he hasn't had those moments, and there's been too many opportunities for it to be like, all right, it's 97 time. It's like, where's 90? Like, right. I don't want to... I'm not going to go drag Sam Okwuanu because he didn't get home, you know.
Right, and in that type of moment, I harp on that too much, but it literally changed everything.
It's a big. It was massive.
It's one of the biggest plays in my fan in 49er franchise.
And he
history.
Didn't even look at the quarterback.
And here's the thing, and I know this is one of the greatest coaches of all time, but Andy Reid said it's okay, leave him unblocked. We'll get what we need. It's okay. Leave him unblocked. Leave him. Run it to that side.
Sure.
We'll get what we need. He's either going to not crash and we'll get the... But it's on him. It was... And maybe they would do it for the other guys. Maybe if he saw TJ Watt or Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett, he would do the same thing because he preys on maybe their aggressiveness and watches the film.
Yeah, they might attack it differently.
Right. But Andy Reid might say... No, that's just what these guys do. They attack like any. I don't know, but in that moment,
but you're
they said run it there.
This is also the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs. They don't lose in a lot of those spots because of that.
It's a different spot, but Chris Jones, when he left uncovered, everything was blown to hell. Chris Jones on that overtime play, he left uncovered. Everything was blown up. And that's the type of Chris Jones in 19 took
Chris
over
Jones,
the game.
Yeah.
Won the damn game. No,
everybody talks about Jimmy overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders. That's a low percentage throw. That's a really tough throw.
I don't even have a problem.
The one that the killer was, I don't have the exact time. It was fourth quarter though.
Might have been a second.
Niners had a second down.
Yeah.
And Terrell Suggs is on the field. When Terrell Suggs was on the field, that was a run defense move. They got George Kittle and Terrell Suggs one-on-one. He was going to run forever. But Mike Person got blown up. Chris Jones got in the backfield, knocked the pass down. Now it's 3rd and long. That was the play.
Yeah. Tough. You know what, Kyle? Tomorrow we'll talk about the toughest losses of all time. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I want to talk about that, too.
Anybody's toughest losses.
Yeah.
Not just the Niner. The toughest losses.
Let's all relive our best, our worst sports trauma tomorrow.
Well, the good thing is there are losses that I remember that I'm not even a fan of their teams. But this, we'll talk about it tomorrow. It's like, this is awful. This is the worst. The bad thing about that, though, is I think the Niners might fall on that list a couple times.
Oh, for sure. They've had some bad ones.
They've had some awful, awful situations. Man, I still didn't even talk about week 2.
Hey, can I talk about my Raiders takeaway real quick?
Absolutely.
this is my legit, and again, I don't do a lot of the like, oh, big picture takeaways from preseason, because it's just like there's so many variables that change. It's hard to feel like, oh, this really, you're going to draw a lot from this. This was a big picture takeaway I had from watching the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are going to be good this year. I want to make that clear. I'm not trying to say, wow, this is an 11-win team. It's not. But I also don't think they're going to be bad, and I think they're going to be really, really, really damn hard to beat. I think Pete Carroll has them playing with a, and this is up and down the roster. I thought their starters looked this way, and I thought they looked this way through all four quarters. There's a swagger that they're playing with and an energy that they're playing with, and that's Pete Carroll's superpower. Like, this isn't, wow, this is out of nowhere. No, this is what Pete Carroll does. I think Pete Carroll is going to be successful, and when Pete Carroll's successful, you just have a team, because remember, even the Seahawks in that 2011 year, where they didn't make the playoffs, the year before Russell Wilson got there.
Jackson? What was the Jackson?
Tavares Jackson.
Yes.
That was a really difficult team to beat. Remember the Niners in week one? The Niners went to the NFC Championship game that year. The Niners in week one needed a Ted Ginn kick return and then a Ted Ginn punt return to beat Seattle. And then in Seattle in week 17, Marshawn Lynch ran all over them. They needed a Tavares Jackson fumble late in the game. Shout out to our guy Larry Grant.
Yes, indeed.
Came up with the forced fumble late in the game. Niners needed a field goal to win it. Like, Seattle was really, really competitive before they got their roster right. I think the Raiders are going to be competitive as hell this year.
Kyle's got his eye on them as well. Welcome to the club.
Hopefully it's not a lazy eye.
What's that? Hang on. What's that over under?
I think it's...
Was 6.5?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the over on that.
Yeah, I think that's
Raiders win to... Oh, 7.5.
I was just about to say, I think that's a 7-win team.
Give me the over.
I'm going under. I'm going at 7.5. I think they win 7 games.
You get to at least 8, I think.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Schedule. We're going to shift gears because big time news going down in the city of Sacramento over the weekend. Broken by my guy, Jay Gayden.
That's CBS our guy. 13, our he does guy. Not. It's not your guy.
Our guy, Jay Gayden, man. He has some big news about Sac State and Cal Expo linking up to put together this beautiful cathedral of a football stadium. He'll explain more. He's going to join the show. We're going to talk to my man, Jay Gayden, CBS 13. When we come back on D-Lo and KC here on ESPN 1320.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, shout out. We got our guy Jake Gate. He's about to pull up on us in just a second, but I got to check this out in the chatty house. This is the emotional stuff that I'm talking about over the break. Did we do that over the break or... on the air when we were talking about the Raiders wins and losses? I think it was over the break.
We finished it over the break.
So I said 5 wins for the Raiders outside of the division. But John Paul's in the chatty house. He's so emotional about this, he doesn't even listen to what I'm saying. He's saying, you're right. Only 5 wins, brought to you by the second best team in the NFC. Did I say the Raiders were going to get 5 wins, guys?
No, you said they're going to get 7.
Listen. Yeah, he just didn't listen.
Yeah, he's mad.
Because he's so upset.
I understand.
And he's so emotional that somebody didn't think the Raiders were going to win every damn game this year.
You said no. Now you're being emotional. Okay, I'm going to stand. I'm going to be in the middle here. I'm being the arbitrator here.
Uh-huh.
That's not what John Paul said.
He was tripping because we said they would lose to the Patriots, or I thought they would lose to the Patriots.
Right. You didn't say that. He didn't say he wants you to say they're going to win every game.
He didn't say anything. All he said was only 5 wins.
No, he said he mentioned the loss to the Patriots specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he's done with the show. And then he said he's going to go listen to our buddy AS.
Shout out John Poles, man. You gotta relax. I did not say they were going to win 5 games. Just
and
like
he
last
is
year,
not requiring that you say they win every game.
Just like last year, I thought they were going to win, what we say last year, Jesse, like 7-8 games? They were going to flirt with 500?
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, that's what we said on this show. I said.
I'm back, though.
I think, once again, they'll flirt with 500. 7 wins is not far from 500.
Is a half game below their over-under?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I like some of the things I saw from the Raiders under Pete Carroll, but I'm a believer in Pete Carroll as well, too, though. Let's talk about Sacramento sports here in the city. Sac State football. My main man, Jake Gaden, breaking news left and right. I'm up here trying to champagne and campaign. All I know, I go to Twitter, and Jake, he's dropped the bomb on everybody here with Sac State. Man, Jake, what's up, man? CBS 13, what's good?
Yo, Damian's not here today. You're going to talk about his Raiders? Is that chill?
No. Okay. He's not a Raider fan. He likes the Cowboys.
Damian getting a new job, by the way? I saw him put on Instagram today that he's trying out for a trucker's license now. Is that Damian's side hustle now?
I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny.
We're not at liberty to discuss.
I heard that license B certificate is not the easiest thing to get. So, you know, wish you best of luck, D-Lo. We love you for it.
Make sure you tap in with Damian Barling if you are looking for that, though. He'll guide you in the right way. He'll set you up. Yeah.
I might be hitting him up.
Well, times are hard. I might be, too. Doing the show on the road like a Madden cruiser. Jake, what's up, man? What's going on here, man? Sac State, Cal Expo, What have you heard? Just reiterate what you've heard, and then I want to get your thoughts on how you think that might play out.
So we dropped a bomb from left field over on Saturday because I don't think really many people were thinking about it. And this has been in talks for the past couple of weeks. Sac State, of course, announced last year that they wanted to get a new stadium or build and renovate a new stadium on campus at Hornet Stadium. They had some renderings they put out last year, got everyone excited about it, trying to raise some money. And now it looks like they're calling an audible and are now linking up possibly with Cal Expo. The reason for it is this. So Cal Expo last March ended horse racing at their horse track on the Cal Expo campus. So that lot right now is vacant. Nothing's there. Like if you ever attended a horse racing event there, like it just doesn't look the same. It's basically abandoned. So Cal Expo doesn't have anybody using that facility right now. Sac Republic, as you guys probably saw today, had their groundbreaking for their new stadium in the rail yards. They will be leaving Hart Health Park by the end of 2026. That new stadium is going to be built at the beginning of 2027 for their new season. So because of that, Cal Expo now has two tenants that are no longer going to be there. And they would like to find someone to team up with to be able to have a tenant there so they can generate money. Mm. Cal Expo is a state entity. Sac State's a state entity. So the thought process is now, hey, let's try to build a stadium with the grandstands that they already have over at Cal Expo on that horse racing track and try to make it a premier football stadium, but also just an entertainment venue in general. I've been told that, you know, yes, it's primarily going to be made for football, but don't be surprised if somehow or another it's also used for an entertainment area as well, for concerts and concerts in the park in the summer and everything like that. They're trying to make this a multi-purpose use stadium, mainly though for Sac State, and making it up to snuff that it can fit over 40,000 people in this stadium, right? So it's the ability to be able to move to the FBS ranks and have that meet the requirements to move to the FBS. I will also say this though, guys, these talks are very much in the early stages. This is not something that's going to be pulled off tomorrow. They have a meeting set for August 28th to discuss it at the end of the month. This is something that makes sense from both sides. Cal Expo needs to be able to build, have a tenant there and put something new there. And Sac State just doesn't have the room nor the finances to be able to build a new stadium at on campus at Sacramento State. Mm-hmm. The other thought process is with the Hornet Stadium is they have a state-of-the-art track and field program over there that they want to redo the track over there and be able to host NCAA tournaments and NCAA regionals like they used to over at Sacramento State. And then they also want to use the parking lot that they have for the stadium to be able to possibly expand the well and make it an actual full-on Division One basketball arena, something that they already have in the plans for as well. And they just don't have the room on campus to be able to build that with a stadium that they have right now. So the thought process is moving the stadium off campus to be able to not only expand for their other sports, but then also to be able to team up with a state entity to get state money to be able to build a state-of-the-art multi-purpose use stadium at Cal Expo to fill the need for Cal Expo and also give something that the fans at Sac State want, which is a new stadium, and they've been yearning for it for years now.
Talking with Jake Gaden from CBS 13, how much of this is driven by that potential move to the FBS?
I think that's probably the catalyst for it, but they need a new stadium, Kyle.
Sure,
like that has to happen. Like they're pumping $5 million into it this year. There's going to be new lights at Hornet Stadium, new concessions, new bathrooms and everything like that. But we all have been at Hornet Stadium. It's a beautiful place, don't get me wrong, but it is not up to snuff in terms of if you want to be at the FBS level. So I think that has to do with it, you know. There's some may argue that Hughes Stadium might be better than Hornet Stadium sometimes, just because of the lack of amenities that they have at the stadium. So no matter what, Hornet Stadium and Sac State football needed a new stadium. If it was going to be redone or renovated, that was on one option. Now the other option really looks like building a brand new one at Cal Expo, and I think that's the better option at this point.
Ideally, I would love to have a football stadium on the campus of Sac State. I know alumni and students would want that. That should be the first option. It feels like that was the first option. They looked into it, and that might be a little bit more difficult than people realize. So you got to pivot a little bit. And I think that's what this is. This is a pivot, and I think it's a great pivot. I think that Cal Expo location, that the horse racing track gives you so much room to build up the type of stadium that you want and that you think would be feasible for possible FBS jump for college football. And I know a lot of people want it on campus, but it is only about 3.5 miles away from Sac State. So it's still in a general area. You can get students there if you want to do a shuttle, if you want to do multiple shuttles throughout the day on game days. There's Ubers, there's Lyft. There's students who actually drive who can get there. And I think it's a great pivot. It's not the first thing I would want. I'd want it on campus. But money-wise and space-wise, I just don't know how feasible it is to have something on campus.
I was going to say, Kenny, like, it's so close to the university. Anybody who's saying that it's going to be a schlep to get over there, man, you still have to Uber from one part of campus to the other to get to Hornet Stadium at this point right now. So, okay, maybe you take a 5-minute longer Uber to get over there, but I think Sac State's going to be able to provide buses and transportation to get over there. The other things that I keep on hearing, well, there's not enough parking at Cal Expo. Well, they're not going to take the whole entire horse racing track. That horse racing track is massive, massive. They're going to be able to have parking around that new stadium if they're thinking about it. The one thing that does concern me, and this is what I see when I'm at Sac Republic games, is there's no tailgating allowed at Cal Expo prior to Sac Republic games. Mm. And when I mean by tailgating, I mean like actually drinking outside the stadium. I think that's something that's going to have to be looked at if you're going to host a football game there, because half of football is the tailgating prior to it. Ask Buffalo Bills fans. They're very passionate about it. So I think those are the things that I've been hearing, you know, negative-wise in terms of the feedback I've gotten is it's too far away from campus, not enough parking, we can't drink at games. Like, all those things are so minuscule and so small. I don't think it's going to change the game day atmosphere that you're going to have being on campus or being off campus. Yes, like you said, I agree with you, Kenny. Would it be great to walk from your dorm to Hornet Stadium? Yeah, that'd be great. But I don't. It's not like we're having, you know, going to Temple and going to play at Lincoln Financial Field, right? That's a 35-minute trip. My brother went to University of Miami, had to go watch the games at Hard Rock. That's a 35-minute trip. He still did it as a student, right? Mm-hmm. Not great, and I think that affected the fan base a good amount, especially earlier on in the season. I still don't think it's going to affect Sac State. You know, it's a 10-minute drive, fam. Like, you know, if you have an issue with that, maybe you're really not a true Sac State fan.
That's a wild thing to say. I also don't think that the mocking voice is necessarily the correct way to go about this. I think parking is a legit concern. I think getting there is a legit concern. I think no drinking in the parking lot, no tailgating. You're going to tell a bunch of college kids, yeah, hey, come enjoy this, and you don't get to tailgate. I think those are legit things. I don't think that's a crazy. They might be hurdles that can be overcome, but I think the mocking voice. I don't think that's fair, Jake.
Okay, well, here's the thing though, Kyle. Those are small, minuscule things when it comes to being able to, mm-hmm. to expand on campus. So I ask you this, if you want to keep it on campus, what are you going to do about the basketball?
Jake, I'm not. That's not the argument. The argument is that I think those are legitimate concerns, and I think the mocking voice is unfair by you.
Okay, well, you can't have everything. Like, nothing's ever going to be perfect for someone. You know, sure. That's my argument. It's like, hey, like, you know, I understand and I hear you, but those are small, minuscule things when it comes to a big picture situation. Like, this is what frustrates me, Kyle, I'll be honest with you, about Sacramento in general. I love living here in Sacramento, but people pick on the small things instead of looking at the big picture and what it can do. Like, yes, you can't drink. Yes, parking can be a concern, but those are things that could definitely be fixed by small different changes that Cal Expo and Sac State can work together. It's just those are not the issues. The issues that you should be worried about is there funding for this? Can this funding thing can happen? How quickly it can get off the floor? And if it doesn't work out at Cal Expo, where else do you turn? Because it doesn't seem like there's any other options aside from maybe going to Hughes Stadium. But you can't really play there. Like, they're running out of options here to make this thing happen. So, like, my frustration with Sac is like, hey, think big picture, all right? What could this bring to the community? It's not just football. It's a multi-purpose use stadium, and I think this is something that is exciting for the city to grow it, because what is over there right now in Arden that you're excited about? Like, tell me, as a Sacramento guy,
Nike outlet.
What is exciting over at Arden?
I like Nike outlet. I like, what's my, the Fish and Grill place.
There's Cane's over there. I like Cane's.
Oh, Cane's, yeah.
I got one.
Oh, you're talking about California Fish Grill?
Yes.
Good spot. California really good Fish spot.
Hella good.
RIP to the Dome Theaters, though.
RIP. But they got new Regals over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful
and a Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. Big time.
That's the point, Jake. That's the point. That's the point.
I think one of the interesting things for me is how much, like, I get the... Interesting wasn't the right word. One of the questions for me, because I went to Sac State when there was no appetite for football at all. Mm-hmm. When I went there, I went to all the games. It was very sparse, the crowd. And so the thing I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around, and I think a lot of people would have a hard time wrapping their head around, is you're talking a 40,000 seat stadium. That feels very ambitious for a team that in my pretty recent memory couldn't sell out the, 25,000 seats at their current stadium? Mm-hmm. Not even close. So that's one of the things that kind of raises my eyebrows, less in that, oh, should they do this, should they not? I wish they had invested more in football when I was there. I love seeing all the things they're doing to invest in athletics now. Right. The question for me is there any concern that a 40,000 seat stadium is going to look ridiculous compared to the crowd they draw?
You're not wrong on that. And I think that starts and ends with Dr. Luke Wood, the president of Sacramento State, of how ambitious he wants to get. Again, no one was clamoring for them to move to the FBS. This is the decision that he thought was best for the university and still believes it, because he believes athletics is the doorstep to the university to help the university grow. And he thinks athletics is a big generator in terms of financial gain within the university. So that, he's thinking big picture, right? He's thinking that in 5 to 10 years, this could be one of the major universities in Northern California. But I'm with you, though. I look around the country in all these different areas. College athletics is not center stage in Sac State, Sacramento, or even in NorCal, or really California in general, unless you want to argue USC and UCLA. When you look at Georgia or Texas, or I'm talking Blue Bloods, Thoroughbreds, that's what you do on a Saturday. You go to the UT game. You go to the UGA game. Even in Arizona, there's the Arizona State, the Territorial Cup, Colorado and Boulder, same exact thing. I wonder what the appetite is here, because even in Nevada, where they play University of Reno, UNR, they don't sell that thing out, right? Mm-hmm. So it is a very interesting question on how much college athletics can grow in Northern California, because I look at it and I say it's not the same compared to the Southwest or the Southeast or even the Northeast or even the Midwest, wherever you want to call it. California, just in general, is a pro sports state. Mm-hmm. And unless you take out the SDSUs, the USC, the UCLAs of the world, not many people are excited. Look at Stanford right now, guys. You see what's going on over there? They had to do budget cuts because they're not filling Stanford Stadium anymore.
Yeah.
Cal, is, the first three games, people come show up to Cal football, and then it's empty after they go 3-9, right? So it's there's no the fan base for it is very much of a question mark of, do people have appetites for college athletics? Sac State's going for it, though, right? Tip a cap on that, hiring Bibby, hiring Mariana to be their head coach. They're trying, and it's the experiment that everyone's looking at and saying, okay, they're the first to try to do it. Will this work? And they're going to answer that question in the next 5 years.
I think the way it works is if you get these facilities up.
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
Kyle, you're
maybe
right.
That's it.
You're right. I don't think you can get 40,000 for a Sac State game. I would be shocked if I ever saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a facility that holds 40,000, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what you need.
Sure.
And, you continue to push forward and say 40,000. I think at the end of the day, they might settle on some. What do they say? 25,000 is what the minimum for the Pac-12. I think they might get to 28 to 30,000 type stadium, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it up, you get those facilities up. So if you're ever in a situation where you can move up, that's something that's not a talking point. You have that in place. So I understand all those concerns about the on-campus. I think the Cal Expo pivot is really good, though. I think that's – I also think that if it's going to work, if Sac State football is going to become a thing, it's going to be because of the city of Sacramento, not necessarily the student body. The city of Sacramento is going to get behind this team as if it's a professional team.
Sure.
And that's where it would come from. So I don't want to say it doesn't matter that it's off campus, but if it's the city of Sacramento getting behind it and supporting this team, we don't live on campus. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're driving.
Very much a commuter campus.
Yeah. But even just me and you, I don't live on campus. If I'm going to go to a game, I'm going to drive to Cal Expo or I'm going to drive to Sac State's campus. It doesn't really matter the extra 3 miles for me. I'm driving either way from Elk Grove. So you put it in Cal Expo, it don't really make no bearing on me where it's at, because I'm just going to the games to support Sacramento. So I think I hope they get it done. I think it would work really well. I think that's a great spot for it because of the space that they have and the need for something there at Cal Expo. I hope they're able to get it done.
Money, guys, it's all going to come down to money, because if Sac State had the money to build what they want to build on campus, I think they would have already pulled the trigger on it. Mm-hmm. I think they need both state entity funds from Cal Expo and Sac State to make this thing happen and get it lifted off the ground. But we won't know much until August 28th.
No doubt. Jake, you the man, big dog. You out here breaking Jake. News left and right. That's my dog.
Hey, Kenny, where'd you go in Scottsdale this weekend?
I was at the W. They had the pool was open at the W in Scottsdale. And then we went to a little just low-key spot, 11-11. We went to 11-11. Oh, and then I slid by AZ88 real quick, too.
Hey, Jake. Hey, do you know, I'm going to ask you a different question about Scottsdale. Do you know the name of the taco spot that's the literal, like, hole in the wall that you just go up and you get, like...
Are we talking in Old Scottsdale or in Scottsdale itself?
Old Scottsdale.
Or, yeah, in Old Scottsdale is what I'm talking about.
But yeah, it's the, like, garage door that comes out. All right. I'm still trying to find the name of it.
I'll figure it out.
They just open whenever they want to.
Yeah. Guys, can we take a trip, like a team trip to Scottsdale?
Please.
I would.
Absolutely.
I don't want to typically go to Scottsdale. I would go with you, Jake.
Oh, no, I'm going with Jake.
Yeah.
I'm going
with
Jake.
I need to go with Jake.
I already know what time it is.
1,000%. Those Cronkite dudes get after.
Turn up, baby. Go Devils.
No doubt. No
Forks
doubt.
Up.
Jake Gay, man, we appreciate you, big dog, man. We'll be talking
later,
to you
Jake.
Soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day, dude. All right?
All right, man.
The best.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Let's get it done.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know if you can say that anymore, but I was going to say, let's do this, Sacramento. Can we say that?
No.
Okay.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what we can do?
What's that?
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to?
Have you all been checking the group message?
It's unbelievable. This guy doesn't text while he's on air.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just a
great actor. Unbelievable, this guy.
I'm just a great actor. They know what we talked. I don't know if they knew what we talked about. I was keeping it.
The GOAT is on the phone,
that's
bro.
What, yeah. I know, but I don't know if they knew.
He's working us. Yeah, we're getting worked right now. It's all good.
I'm a great actor here.
Hey, I couldn't tell, bro. I couldn't tell.
I got work.
Hey, here we go. We got work. We got work into a shoot.
Yeah. I was keeping the secret.
Let's go.
Goon, what up, man?
Let me just tell you something. I'm about to tell you what's up. What's up, man? This is one of my favorite shows, and I feel like I'm on Arsenio Hall in the back, ready to come out. And Arsenio says, "Who did y'all book?" Oh, I'm hurt. My feelings hurt. Jesse, thank you for the GOAT reference. I needed that, but damn.
Goon, I knew you were coming. I knew you were coming on. I was keeping it a surprise and a bit for the audience.
That's my bad. Okay. I didn't pick up on it.
Hey, Jesse, wink, wink. Okay,
you. Oh, we knew it's good, Goo. We knew.
Okay. Oh man.
Hey, Goo. What's up, man? We've been waiting for you for 3 weeks to come on this show, man. Uh-oh. What's up?
Hey, you know what? I just, you know, nobody wants my personal life. My aunt passed. I've been in Mississippi. So I've been everywhere. Family reunion in Dallas. But I'm here, baby.
It's all love. It's, you know it's all love, Goo. You know you my dog, man.
All day, baby. All day.
I'll play the clip for you later. You know, I'll cut it up. I'll send it to you. But I did a Guru impression, and somebody gave me an 8 out of 10. I think it was Drew Down. He gave me an 8 out of 10 for my Guru impression.
I got it. You got to send it to me, Kay. You got to send it, man.
I thought it was pretty good. Kyle gave me a 6, though.
Yeah, I gave him 6.5.
Yeah, Kyle's my guy. Me and Kyle, former coach, that's my dude. That's family, and I know y'all got him under your wing now. But I can't believe y'all threw the bat signal up. So much to talk about. I'm ready, man.
Well, how do you want to do it? Okay, I'm just making sure, because typically we go to break right now. He says so much you want to talk about.
No, keep pushing, keep it going, keep going, keep going.
Oh, no, you know I can, I'm patient, I know the bit. I'll hold on and then
no, we're good.
Who's going to sit through the break?
No, we're good. We're rolling.
We got my man Daryl Guru Johnson on. We blowing through the break, man. We ain't even worry about that. So go. All right.
Guys.
I'm going to go to the meat and potatoes right here.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the meat and potatoes. Why are you guys in the Bay Area still holding that young bull hostage out there in Jonathan Kuminga? He don't want to be there. You don't want him. Why don't you just make the deal? What are we doing?
Hey, I love the question. I got love and a house in Sac, and I'll say this, and I'm from the Bay. The bottom line is the reason he's still in a Warrior uniform right now is the man upstairs in that office, and his name is Joe Lacob. And that package, allegedly, that was reported that the Kings were trying to send, I like Malik Monk, but if you look at this Warrior roster, you do have to ask yourself, what's next? Who's next? And right now, I love Pods, I love Moody, but it's bigger than them. Jonathan Kuminga and his possibilities, what he can be in this league, are endless. And to me, I think Kerr wanted to say finito, night-night, and maybe Dre and Steph, but Joe Lacob is holding on to Kuminga. And I'm being honest, even if it's for a year and he plays on that QO of 7.9, selfishly, as a Dub fan, I want that for the Warriors because it's year to year, and that's why he remains a Golden State Warrior. I truly believe that.
So you wouldn't trade him at all, Goo?
I wouldn't trade him at all because I think right now, Kyle, is slim pickings, and what's out there that can give me something of equal value right now? It's like being at the club, Kyle, when you were young, and it's about to close. You see, it ain't Halle Berry's and Beyonce's. You got to settle sometimes, and Joe Lacob is not doing that, and I kind of appreciate it, and I think he's getting side-eyed by some in the organization, but that's a guy he spent the 7th picking the draft on, and he's like, oh, you telling me my guy's got, you know, Dre, Jimmy, and Steph a few years left? I gotta have something after.
So let me ask you this, Goon, because here's the alternative to that. This is what we're reading, this is what we're hearing, this is how we see things playing out. The Warriors don't, outside of Joe Lacob, the Warriors don't really want Jonathan Kuminga. What they want is either that trade ship, for him to agree to that so they can trade him for a bigger piece throughout the year. Then you talk about what you could get back. You could get back a trade chip that you could use to trade in the middle of the year if you take whatever trade package the Kings have, whether it's Sarge and Carter or Malik Monk or anything else like that. That's what you will be getting back. I think one of the issues with maybe the biggest issue with Jonathan Kuminga is even now, even through all of this, the Warriors aren't talking about him and talking to him like, we want you to be a part of this. They're talking to him and talking to the Slaters and the Amex about him as if, yeah, we just need your salary so we can go get somebody better than you. And that's why he's like, bro, I'm out of here. Even in this pinch, you don't even have enough decency and respect to lie to me properly. You've been telling me, we just want to trade you. I'm out of here, dog.
No. Hey, you know what, Kay? I'll tell you what, you are correct and I believe spot on, but the bottom line is Jonathan Kuminga has no Janet Jackson to this situation. And Kyle, that's control. He has no control right now. So if it has, and you know what you just described by the Warriors brass, that's worthy of criticism if they're taking it to that degree. And if I'm Jonathan Kuminga and what you said was powerful, I don't want to be here. How many relationships remain healthy when it gets to, you know, one part of the person in the relationship feels that way? It's time to sever ties. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about a possible future piece in Jonathan Kuminga, you saw what he did on the fly against Minnesota, mm-hmm. a pretty good defensive team in the league, not even knowing he was going to have that role. I'm sorry. This is all orchestrated by Lakeup. And if Jonathan Kuminga feels like you do, Kay, then why wouldn't he just play? If there's some risk involved, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. on that qualifying offer, 7.9, and if I don't get hurt, and it's a gamble, we all know this, but when that 82nd game is finished and the playoffs, I'm free to go and be the best version of myself. It's a risk, but it could also pay off. And then my last thing, if they were doing what you're talking about, Kay, the Warriors are – why didn't you do this draft night? Why didn't you do this then? And I don't like the fact that you're coming into a season saying, oh, we're trying to get one last one for Steph and the rest of the gang, but we're going to wait to the trading deadline for us to try to do something. I don't like that lack of continuity. Now, they did that this year with Jimmy Butler, and it came up aces. But, man, oh, man – I want, you didn't ask personally, Jonathan Kuminga to remain a Warrior. And I think every day that goes by, we don't know or hear anything. That's the what it's going to be.
Real quick. I mean, the Janet Jackson reference was fantastic. Talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
That's a four for me, Go.
That is fantastic.
My man.
Fantastic. But my man Mark Wong in the chat, you can't see this. You can go back and see it later. He says the Warriors may be saying, or Jonathan Kuminga may be saying, yes, Warriors, you want me here. But the question is, what have you done for me lately? What you
Man,
know about
that's
that?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And really I'll good. Say that. No, that. Hey, tell him I give him a three. God, that's a three.
That's a three.
And I grade hard. But I got to say this, then. To that point, you know, I'm the first person to criticize Kerr. He's a made man. You're one of my Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches. But the bottom line is you personally botched this Jonathan Kuminga situation. Now, has Kuminga figured out the system? No, he hasn't, but it's not all on him. 22 years old. And again, guys, I know I'm a one-trick pony, but I can't get out the visual of those four games against Minnesota in the playoffs. And the biggest hater will say, well, hey, Guru, I went third person. Hey, Guru, they didn't win any of those games. I don't give a damn. The kid can play. Nas Reed was getting the business, and so was everybody else. So with that, it is what it's going to be, and the bottom line is I don't think the Warriors are in position on the fly to try to manipulate a trade right now and get equal value, and I like Monk. But what's Monk's future if he comes to Golden State? I don't know. Does he fit the system? But let me tell you who I think does from Joe Lacob, and it's Kuminga, and the fact that Kerr has 1 year left. What if they're whispering sweet nothings, Lacob that is, to Kuminga, play this year out, Kerr will be gone, we'll get you a new coach, you'll be featured. I know it sounds far-fetched, but how can anybody tell me I'm wrong until we find out something that moves or there's progress on this front? Like, I truly believe that's what's going to happen.
Talking with Daryl the Guru Johnson from 95.7 The Game. So Stein and Guru every day from 10 to 2. Goo, I want to switch gears real quick and talk some football with you. How many games the Niners win this year?
Ooh, man. I feel comfortable saying 9. And I know we didn't blew past the break. I'm in the business, so y'all like, hurry up, Goo.
No, we're good. We're super good.
And John have built something that was so damn incredible, strong, and mean. And I believe they've blown their natural, organic chance to show the world we got at least one ring out of it. And sometimes in sports you need a soft reset and there's nobody to blame. But if you look around, the Greenlaws, the Hufangas, the things that I believe have changed, Debo, Ayuk, Hurt, I really feel like the great Kyle Shanahan has missed his best chance to cash in that Super Bowl chip. And one thing I don't like about the Niners, you win 6 games and have the audacity to say, oh, look at who's on our schedule, yada, yada, yada. Hello, the NFL, worst to first happens all the time. Who saw Minnesota doing what they did last year? So, Kyle, you asked me a question. I'm going to go Tony Romo and say 9 games. I feel comfortable the Niners winning, and that might not be enough for them to get in.
I hear you, Goo. I mean, I don't think that's outrageous. I said about a month and a half ago, even before the Matthew Stafford situation, I got them winning the division. I think Kyle and them are prime if they are able to stay healthy. That's always the issue with them. But they're prime for a major bounce back season. I think Brock Purdy is one of the top quarterbacks in the game. He's now being paid like it. The responsibility will be there for him to elevate this team in times of need. And I think he's capable of doing it. We saw just a little bit of him the other day and Saturday. I know it's preseason. I just want people to stay healthy. I'm not really looking at the performances, but he looked like he was in command of what they wanted to do in that first drive, finding Pierce off. He could stay healthy. That 3rd and 18 and that pass, it was a different type of a frozen rope. It wasn't like a Josh Allen, Herbert type thing, but the precision, the timing, the accuracy to drop it in the bucket in the middle of 3 defenders, that's what he does on a normal basis. I think Brock Purdy is going to have a big-time season. And if I think he's having a big-time season, I say there's no way he should be having that team in single-digit wins. I think that's a double-digit win team, 10 to 11 games, and I think they will win the NFC West.
No, that's interesting. And again, you said the big if they stay healthy. And I'll say this. I thought this was going to be for the Niner perspective, an off-season, Kyle, of no drama. And I don't care what anybody tells me. I was watching my TV, the 75-inch Samsung, and at the bottom it said Juwan Jennings wanted to trade. Then that went away. It was rescinded, and he hadn't been around. Is he hurt or is he not hurt? My point is nobody cares about the size of the screen. My point is that's drama. That's baby drama to me. So if Brock Purdy, who I believe already earned his contract, yeah, I said it. I believe he earned this contract, that contract from what you've gotten out of him the first 3 years. The bottom line, man, is if he's got to do more, we're going to see if they can block for him. And the last time, Robert Saleh, who parlayed his last D coordinator job here into a head coaching job, it was a lot different. So it's going to be a lot dependent on youngsters. We saw last year teams kind of run the ball and be more physical than the Niners. So, okay, I'm with you guys in regard to it could be 10 or 11. But my thing is, what if it's not? And this is the first time since 2019. And it's crazy. I'm excited because I don't know what the Niners are going to do. Am I wrong? Am I close to it? Because before, they were Billy Badass, and that's why I'm mad at Kyle Steele. Kyle Mattson, I haven't let it go of that play calling on the last drive against the Chiefs in 19, not knowing the rules a couple years ago. Like, you should have one. They were that good and physical, and they don't. But you got to move on, and I don't know where we're at. Is 6 really 10 or 11, or 6, 8, or 9? So it's exciting just to think about.
How many games the Cowboys winning, Goo?
Now, I'm going to say this, because I was going to blow my load, but that's
edition. Yeah, Goo, not on this show.
Diddy didn't mess everything up for everybody. You guys are so sophomore, you can't say anything. You know what I meant. I was going to get upset. But, Kyle, I'm going to say 11 games from the Cowboys. I believe in Ebersol. I believe in Brian Schottenheimer's dad is looking down upon him. And Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and Dak, who Dak has been whack, will have a top five offense. I really, truly believe they'll win 11 games. I really, truly believe that. You asked and I gave it to you.
I ain't seen 11 games for the Cowboys this year, man. Of course you're not. Is Micah going to be there week one?
Jerry told you in the Netflix doc, I live for this. And it's just so, I love the dude. He delivered three early. But it's just like, Grandpa, I'm hugging him like, man, quit. Everybody knows what you're doing, and this is all for show. But what I am real quick scared about is Micah hadn't had the pads on, so let's say this gets fixed. Bosa did it, and he was okay, but he didn't have the best season, and you go out there and pull something. That's how I look on the guru computer about, yeah, this is all fun and games, but dude has not been playing, and I don't like that. So he will be there week one. Thursday night against Philly.
Well, Goo, I want to thank you for believing in me and believing that we will get this thing done with Micah, because we had an agreement, and, you know, and then the agents got involved, and I remember when Jay-Z got involved, and I never trusted an agent after that. So, Goo, I'm glad you see it the way I do.
You going to take him to dinner?
Well, we can go to Morton's.
Hey, Kyle, I got to get this off before I go. Well, Kenny and Kyle, if you take the pig around back and come back with bacon, what happened to the pig? Hey, you guys are great.
You're the best, Goo.
You guys know where I'm at, man. Hit me anytime, man. I listen every day.
Absolutely, man. And, yo, we got to go out and champagne and campaign, big dog. You know we got to step out the way we do, dog.
Yeah. All right, baby. Anytime.
All right, Goo. Appreciate you, man. That's my dog, man.
He's the best.
That's my dog right there. Guru, hilarious, man. Who got the better Jerry Jones, me or Guru? I don't know. I got to think about it.
His is very good.
His
is good, but Guru had a good, whatever the line, whatever that was. Yeah, man.
Guru's good. Guru might have it. He might have it on that one. That's a good one right there, man. Shout out to my man, Guru. We got James Hamm. He's going to pull up on us. We're going to take a quick break. James Hamm is going to join us. And let's go a little further into this Kuminga situation and some of the things that he said, or the story that was written about some of the things that he feels about himself as a basketball player. We'll talk about that with Kyle Mattson of the Insiders, with James Hamm of the Insiders, right here on D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.